Plow from Percona. So they're talking about two databases, Postgres and MySQL, and I think we should be ready to go. Whoever's up first.
Keep clapping, I'm still clipping. Actually, I might have to hold this because I think the audio doesn't work that well in this room. So hold on a second. All right. So, hey everybody, my name is Ben. So I'm going to kick us off with this talk. So yeah, like I said, myself, I'm going to talk first and talk a little bit about Postgres and MySQL, and the whole theme of this next hour is kind of the differences and the pros and cons and sort of where like cross-pollination between some of the concepts and architectures of these two databases could like help the other communities. Who here uses Postgres on a regular basis or builds it? Okay, who here loves MySQL? Okay, great. So this is the perfect audience for this kind of talk. The component and what I had proposed to talk about is titled What I Miss About MySQL, but I'm not just going to talk about MySQL. We're all going to be talking about both of these wonderful databases. But the reason why I phrased it this way has to do a little bit with sort of the background of both myself and kind of as a company. I'm with PlanetScale. And a lot of the background has to do with, historically, we're known as a company that runs MySQL as well as Vitesse. And who here is familiar with what Vitesse is? Less hands, but we have some. So this is essentially a sharding and a scaling and it acts as a proxy that sits in front of MySQL for kind of helping with high scale MySQL deployments, right? And so have a lot of experience throughout the company. Like personally, my first database that I ever ran and operated was a MySQL database. And so there's a lot of things where we have a lot of comfort with this, right? But one of the things that probably a lot of people in this room recognize, myself included, is that over the years, Postgres has become more and more widely used, specifically being adopted by like bigger companies, right? Running very large, high-scale instances of Postgres. And a lot of you have probably seen graphs that look like this before. Many of you have probably been to dbengines.com before. And of course, you can argue with how they're measuring it and you know, is this actually accurately representing what the industry is doing? But both based on kind of some of the data that you can collect, as well as just some of the sense that I get from talking to companies that are running these databases, is that Postgres is very clearly becoming more and more widely adopted, right? Even though MySQL obviously still powers much of the internet and much of what we do every day. So as a company, we started doing and running Postgres for